This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. This is hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you go to tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find, if you go through their entire website, you're going to find everything. Everything you might need that you would consider to be a tactical necessity. Chest rigs, belts, holsters, magazine carry, they've got it all. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In this last election, most of the winning candidates across all parties openly supported the Second Amendment's right to bear arms. So more than ever now, today, this moment, right here where we're sitting at this particular time, we have a moment where we can get to work to restore gun rights where they've been taken and strengthen them where they are right now. From opencarry.org, they propose a two-pronged national firearm carry enforcement statute. That statute would deploy Congress's power to enforce civil rights under Section 5 of the 14th Amendment to enforce the Second Amendment's right to openly possess and carry firearms in cases of confrontation. Statute shall set forth and fund a federal concealed handgun carry reciprocity grant program to provide an annual grant to all states, districts, and other federal possessions that accept all states' concealed carry licenses, just as the federal government has provided grants to states in exchange for state action enacting primary seatbelt enforcement laws. Bribery. From the view looking down opencarry.org's gun sites, the only clear-cut campaign issue in the last election cycle pertained to that right to bear arms. And now it's time to take some action. Now, in the Heller decision, they'd held that the Second Amendment provides a right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. At the same time, the Heller court observed that the majority of the 19th century courts to consider the question held that prohibitions on carrying concealed weapons were lawful under the Second Amendment or state analogs, while statutes forbidding open carry were suspect and often struck down as unconstitutional. Back then, the only people that didn't carry their guns out in sight were criminals. Mike Stolenwerk, the co-founder of opencarry.org, says open carry, therefore, is the right, adding that concealed carry is a privilege, which can be banned or sharply regulated by the sovereign states. Now, currently, a full 30 states generally allow the open carry of properly holstered handguns, typically at the age of 18, without the need for licenses, but only a small but growing number of states allowed unlicensed concealed carry. While Trump campaigned in support of a nationwide concealed handgun reciprocity law, no specifics have yet emerged. Well, that's not true. We have the Hudson bill, SB 38, I think it is. Virginia Attorney John Pierce said, so we thought we would provide some as food for thought and action. He said, first, we need to deal constitutionally with state and other federal possessions violations of the right to openly and possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. But second, we must also statutorily address the popular demand for interstate concealed handgun carry reciprocity. So they propose a straightforward two-part conceptual framework to accomplish both goals through the National Firearm Carry Enforcement Statute. First, to quash unconstitutional state regulations of the right to bear arms, they will provide that Congress, pursuant to its Section 5 powers under the 14th Amendment, forbid states from criminalizing the open possession and carry of firearms in case of confrontation on foot and in vehicles on public streets and in alleys, thoroughfares, sidewalks, parks, and other similar public places. And second, the statute will fund a federal concealed handgun carry reciprocity grant program, which we've already talked about. So we'll see what we get out of this. That's actually some very good points. Some very good points. The reason you carry a gun is in case of confrontation, so good deal. Now, one thing that's happening right now is there's one community that crosses borders all the time, and that's truckers. Truckers cross the borders, every state border all the time. And for them, the right to keep and bear arms sort of ends behind the wheel. But there's a recently formed organization, and they're looking to bring their rights into overdrive. This is Trucker Lives Matter, a group that was launched by the South Florida-based nonprofit transportation trade group, the Small Business and Transportation Coalition, which represents members of the transportation industry nationwide, including truck drivers. The group, who declares it's time to make the road safe again, is driving home the point that citizens' right to bear arms should not be shut down because of their profession. I believe the fact that over 15,000 truckers immediately joined TLM within a few days of our launching this movement shows that truckers believe their lives do indeed matter. It's high time we make the roads safe again, according to the SBTC President James Lamb. He's also taking legislative action similar to NRA's national reciprocity efforts and challenging the various existing state laws that currently prevent truckers from carrying firearms nationwide to prevent themselves or protect themselves. The bill was named Indiana-based trucker Michael Boglin, who was murdered while sleeping in his truck in Detroit, Michigan on June 2014. And while the Truckers Lives Matter site sends visitors to a petition calling for the National Rifle Association to support the Michael's Law Amendment, which would be amended to 18 U.S.C. 926A, NRA's national reciprocity legislation aims to secure the right to carry for all law-abiding professionals, from landlords to nurses, realtors to daycare workers. In October 2015, NRA-ILA stated, "We also believe that such a right would be enjoyed by all. Should be enjoyed by all." This is why the NRA has been working to pass concealed carry reciprocity in Congress. Once signed into law, the right to carry nationwide would extend to truck drivers, bus drivers, families on vacation, and anyone on the open road. I understand why the TLM exists. If reciprocity is passed in some form or fashion, it becomes a moot point. But one thing that happens all the time is that these guys are working, crossing borders left and right everywhere they go. And if they start where, depending on where they're based, they may start out and go two-thirds of the way through states where they can carry a gun and then come to places where they can't carry a gun. They get arrested, they lose their job. That's the thing to bear in mind. So I see why they're pushing this. And truckers' lives do matter, and your life matters, and Boy Scouts' lives matter, and crossing guard. All lives matter. All lives matter. The thing to do is to get this national bill passed. Do like opencarry.org is saying and invoke certain things under the 14th Amendment and tell New Jersey and New York and California and Maryland and Illinois and Hawaii they can't do what they're doing. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be actually sort of messy, but it's worth doing. Now, when we get back, more on reciprocity, because your Second Amendment rights don't end from one state line to another.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you. After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is the class of the gun industry. I mean, I don't know how exactly you don't get your gun or your holster warrantied from them. I don't think that mechanism actually exists. It's that ironclad. And the other part is I just don't know how often you would actually have to use it because they're just that indestructible. I'm still running my original one. I'll be using it tomorrow. My original OSH. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Now then. Gosh, where'd my stuff go? Where did it go? This is bad. This isn't good. Oh, yeah. On to, the most important thing, as far as I'm concerned, with this new Congress is legislation to protect the safety of interstate travelers when it comes to dealing with guns, carrying guns. Some people wonder if such federal legislation would violate the letter or spirit of states' rights. The National Right to Carry legislation is solidly within the Congress's 14th Amendment powers to protect the Second Amendment and the right to travel. After the terrible destruction of the Civil War, it was recognized that reforms were needed to fix the conditions that had led to war. The 13th Amendment's abolition of slavery was the first step, but much more were needed. First Amendment rights were routinely denied in states that allowed slavery. Anti-slavery books or newspapers have been prohibited. Even books that made no moral argument about slavery, but simply pointed out its economic inefficiency, were outlawed. The first exercise of religion was infringed when ministers were forbidden to criticize slavery from the pulpit. In 1865-66, the ex-Confederate state government showed every intention of continuing to abuse civil rights. As the U.S. Supreme Court explained in McDonald v. Chicago, these abuses included new laws prohibiting the freedmen from possessing arms or requiring them to obtain special licenses. Likewise, their rights to assemble, to work or not work as they chose, and to travel as they wish were banned or constricted. Congress understood, and the American people agreed, that constitutional reform was necessary so that the federal government would have power to act against state violations of national civil rights. And in 1866, Congress passed the 14th Amendment, and it was ratified by the states in 1868. Section 1 of the 14th Amendment bars state or local government infringement of civil rights, such as those enumerated in the Bill of Rights. McDonald, requiring state and local obedience to the Second Amendment, was part of a long line of cases enforcing Section 1. A few states, including California, New York, and New Jersey, refused to enter into reciprocity agreements with any of their sister states. And they have no provision for allowing a non-resident to apply for a carry permit. Remember, I said that. While courts can and do enforce the 14th Amendment by holding laws unconstitutional, Congress was given its own broader enforcement power. Section 5 states that Congress shall have power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article, like, say, a national reciprocity requirement emanating from Congress and signed by the President. Courts have already explained the scope of Congress's Section 5 power. For example, Congress may not defy a direct Supreme Court precedent about the scope of a right. At the same time, they may go further than the courts have. It may enact measures to protect the right as long as the measures are congruent and proportional to the problem addressed. Congress's powers under Section 5 are not limited to things that the Supreme Court has explicitly declared unconstitutional. For example, although the Supreme Court has ruled that literacy tests for voters, if fairly administered, are not unconstitutional, Congress outlawed literacy tests in the Voting Rights Act of 1965. and then the court upheld the ban. Legislation which deters or remedies constitutional violations can fall within the sweep of Congress's enforcement power, even if in the process it prohibits conduct which is not itself unconstitutional and intrudes into legislative spheres of autonomy previously reserved to the states. Section 5 standard easily fits with national reciprocity. It is almost perfectly congruent and proportional to the problem of interstate travelers being denied their Second Amendment protected right to bear arms. It's even worse than that. You run the risk of being put in jail, of having your life taken from you. The right to interstate travel, that right is long established in our Constitution. And the 14th Amendment was enacted with specific intent to give Congress power to protect the right. 14th Amendment reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States." Now, there is debate about the full scope of those privileges or immunities. Everyone has always agreed they include the rights that were created by the formation of a national government, which actually is a bad wording of it. It's actually the rights that preceded the formation of a national government. Examples include protection on the high seas or the right to seek aid of a U.S. consulate in a foreign nation. Now, they're not inherent human rights from natural law. They exist because of an American national government that was created. And the right to interstate travel is the same. If the 50 states were instead 50 separate nations, there would be no right to travel from Pennsylvania to Vermont via New York. But we are all citizens of one nation. So there is a right to interstate travel. As the Supreme Court said in 1969, this court long ago recognized that the nature of our federal union and our constitutional concepts of personal liberty unite to require that all citizens be free to travel through the length and breadth of our land, uninhibited by statutes, rules, or regulations which unreasonably burden or restrict this movement. We had a law here in South Carolina that authorized the capture and enslavement of freed black sailors who, when in a South Carolina port, stopped off their ship and onto the land. That was a huge problem for black sailors from states that did not allow slavery, such as Massachusetts. The Massachusetts legislature ordered an investigation of cases in which South Carolina had seized Massachusetts free black citizens. The information was intended for a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the South Carolina statute.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and they're basically indestructible. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I got so immersed in all of that stuff that I just the break just completely caught me by surprise. Suffice to say, we will cover the rest of that a different time. Let's just say that right now there is national reciprocity, if it were passed, does not trample on states' rights, because the states are not supposed to be. It's one thing to quote unquote regulate. They have regulated it out of existence in some states. So remember what I told you earlier today. Most of the states that I mentioned have no reciprocity with anybody, make no provisions for it. And you have a right to trample. That was part of the whole federal system to begin with. And that's why we're going the way we're going. Just so you know. Now then, we're going to talk about some unintended consequences of some nonsensical gun control laws. Otto von Bismarck famously proposed that politics is the art of the possible. Gun politics, by contrast, sort of seem to be the art of the preposterous. Right now, this minute, we have more than 20,000 gun regulations within American law. Some of them could be considered straightforward and sensible. Some are debatable at best, but a whole host, and probably the majority, are stupid, serving solely to annoy me and you, the law-abiding, and to confirm the, well, just the complete and total existence of hubris. So here are some of the silliest of them for your consideration. Under the terms of the 1986 Firearm Owners Protection Act, law-abiding Americans are entitled to transport a firearm for any lawful purpose from any place where he may lawfully possess and carry such firearm to any other place where he may lawfully possess and carry such firearms. That is what the law states. That's not what actually happens. That rule applies regardless of the laws of the intervening states, which means the state you're driving through. So if you had to drive through California on your way from Oregon to Arizona and that you wanted to bring your guns with you, thanks to FOPA, you cannot be prosecuted for illegal possession under California's hyper-strict rules. In almost every state, that law is respected. In New York and New Jersey, however, it has been perverted. In 2013, an activist Third Circuit judge held that it was inconceivable that the law's reference to vehicles could be understood to apply to aircraft, and that as a result, the many busy airports within New Jersey and New York are within their rights to ban their passengers from checking their guns. Now, that makes no sense. Not only is the word vehicle not defined anywhere in the statute, but 48 of the 50 states apply its provisions to aircraft and have done so since its passage. Moreover, passengers who are traveling by air are, by definition, less able to access their guns when in transit than those who are traveling by car. So all in all, the ruling has done nothing to aid public safety and everything to prevent Americans from transporting their guns in and out of one of the country's most populous areas. But we won't stop there. Since 1998, both federal and state governments have enjoyed the ability to run criminal background checks in a matter of only a few seconds. But this technological breakthrough has not yet prompted all 50 states into updating their anachronistic waiting period laws. As of today, a waiting period upon certain firearms transactions exists in 9 states: California, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. The waiting period also applies in Washington, D.C. In December 2016, the Ninth Circuit reversed a lower federal court and ruled that California's waiting period was both constitutional and represented a reasonable safety precaution. And measures such as California's are invariably defended with the claim that the introduction of a time delay provides a cooling-off period for the impulsively criminal. Now, look, this is what you have to understand about the whole impulse thing. If I'm looking at you, and I think to myself, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm like, wait right there, I'm going to the gun shop. And then I go to the gun shop. There is no impulse at that point. Me deciding to kill you on impulse would be, I'm sitting there, you say something, and I just launch myself at you. That's impulsive. But this cooling off period, that has nothing to do with being impulsively criminal. There is no evidence in favor of that proposition. In fact, nobody has ever provided a single story or police report to back up that theory. There is, however, a good deal of evidence in favor of the counter-argument that slowing down the process hurts those who wish to protect themselves. Unlike criminals, who mostly obtain their weapons on the black market, Americans who wish only to defend themselves tend to follow the rules. The most tragic, most recent case in 2015, a New Jersey resident named Carol Bound became the tragic subject of national headlines after she was found stabbed to death by an ex-boyfriend while waiting on a gun permit. The one gun per month law is another anachronism that has for some reason survived the advent of the instant background checks. Currently, 3 states, California, Maryland, and New Jersey, plus Washington, D.C., have laws prohibiting their residents from buying more than one handgun per month. I don't understand that at all. In 2012, Virginia repealed its one-gun-per-month law, citing the arrival of instant background checks, the existence of a federal rule that already requires mass buyers to be reported to the ATF, and the corruption that inevitably attaches itself to arbitrary regulation. And that point was crucial. By the time Virginia's repeal was signed, the law had been so routinely riddled with exemptions that it applied to almost nobody in the state. And there was no evidence that Virginia's experiment did anything positive, and why would there be? Criminals do not like to buy guns in public or on camera, nor, you know, they don't want to present ID to buy them. And that goes for criminals in California, Maryland, New Jersey, and the District, too. Which brings us to the U.S. Postal Service parking lots. Although concealed carry rights have been greatly expanded over the last three decades, the federal government continues to lag behind the trend. And in 2015, the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Postal Service is within its legal rights to prohibit firearms, both within its buildings and on its extended property. And in so doing, it upheld one of the most ridiculous laws in the U.S. According to the majority opinion, the Postal Service's rules apply not only to its primary facilities, but to parking lots, too. So in consequence, any American who routinely carries a gun is obliged to avoid the area entirely. And that puts a considerable dent in the capacity of law-abiding carriers to go about their daily business. And for what? What is the big difference between, say, the post office and Walmart? There have been no documented cases of customers causing trouble inside the post office. There's no real good argument for that. We got some more of these to go through when we get back, but we will go through them when we get back. The art of the preposterous, gun control on play, or fake news, whichever you want to call it. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, indeed, it is. Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Check them out. Right now, we're talking about really stupid gun laws that still are on the books today. We had just gotten done with the post office and we're querying out loud, what was the difference between the post office and Walmart? Now, you could also, by the way, use the same criticism for schools. Equally dumb is New Jersey's ban on hollow point bullets. Breaking with the practice of every other state, New Jersey bars concealed carry permit holders from putting hollow point bullets into their magazines. That's amazing, because I didn't know that New Jersey had any concealed carry permit holders, except for Steve Sweeney. When asked why, nobody's really sure about that. After all, hollow point rounds are not only more effective for self-defense than standard ammunition, but they're designed to stop in the body rather than to over-penetrate. They're also much safer for bystanders. That, of course, is exactly why the police use them, even in New Jersey. To add insult to injury, the law has been routinely used against gun owners from other states who have entered New Jersey without knowing about their draconian law regime. Among them have been prosecuted or charged with Brian Aitken and Shanine Allen, both of whom had selected hollow point rounds for their carry guns, because it had been recommended to them by experts. Now, if you think that makes no sense, consider the law barring you from buying a handgun in another state. The 1968 Gun Control Act imposes a set of irrational restrictions upon the firearm purchasing process. None of them is so silly as a prohibition on buying handguns out of one's home state. Under current American law, prospective purchasers are able to buy a long gun outside of their state of residency without shipping it through a federal dealer, but they are barred from buying a pistol or a revolver in the same manner. You could buy it, but you have to have it shipped to an FFL. Can't take it with you. No cash and carry. Furthermore, this statute applies even in such cases where the purchaser has a carry permit that is honored in both his home state and the state he's visiting. Now, the next obvious question becomes, once again, why? The rule can't be chalked up to simplicity. It can't be a question of concealed carry, as that is determined by permits already. And it can't be a matter of regulation, as the same paperwork and background check rules apply irrespective of the sort of gun involved. When you buy a long gun, the rules of one's home state must be observed. Or put another way, a resident of Connecticut can only buy in New Hampshire a gun he may own back home. Why don't the same laws apply to handguns? Which is why people in, well, I guess they probably do. I don't know who would sell them. I'm not even going to go into that one. Then, the bans on cosmetic features, which are similarly nonsensical. Firearms are potentially dangerous because they expel hard objects at great speed with extraordinary accuracy and range. Therefore, if the barrel is unobstructed, the gun is pretty doggone dangerous. They're not dangerous because they look a certain way or because they are comfortable to use. Yet, in a host of American states, ignorant lawmakers have banned accessories that have no effect whatsoever on the lethality of the guns they fit. In Washington, D.C., California, Maryland, New York, and Connecticut, and often in Massachusetts and New Jersey, citizens are unable to buy rifle stocks that can be adjusted to fit their bodies. And they're unable to add a pistol grip to their guns in order to allow a greater degree of control. And they're unable to own a flash suppressor, which is not a suppressor. It's actually the cage. They call it the A2 cage on the end of the AR-15. Now, with the lattermost example, such prohibitions often serve to make the available weapons more, not less, dangerous. Among others, California U.S. Senator Dianne Franken-Feinstein has spent a career attempting to prohibit firearms that feature barrel shrouds. In spite of the fact that the only plausible reason one would want such a device is to prevent yourself from being burned while holding the gun. What are they going to go after next? Safeties? The suppression of suppressors is yet another example of the government making it difficult for you to stay safe. Under federal law and a host of related state laws, it is extremely difficult for most Americans to obtain a suppressor to protect their hearing while shooting. 8 states, you can't own them at all. You can't even go through the NFA. In the rest, it's a very arduous process. And as a result of the 1934 Firearms Act, you got to pay a $200 tax to buy one. And, you have to submit to a federal background check that takes between 4 and 10 months. Is this about gun safety? No. No. Allowing open carry without a license while requiring a permit for concealed carry is very confusing. In my home state, they were talking about having constitutional carry, but only concealed. We are so against, the politicians here are so against open carry, it's just an outright insult to them to consider, even though 40-some-odd states have it. Now, simply put, the majority of states within the union have no permitting process for those who carry guns until they put on coats. Open carry is okay in most of them. Even in states generally known for being pro-Second Amendment, such as Montana, New Hampshire, and Virginia, you may carry a gun openly without the need for a background check or a permit, but you're required to go through a long and bureaucratic process if you want to hide it. Question again would be why? Firearms do not become less dangerous if worn where they're visible, and nor do carriers transform into criminals the moment they conceal their pistol. Likewise, in my state, they do not become any less dangerous by being concealed. They're just not seen. Now, in a rapidly increasing number of states, legislators have eliminated the permit requirement for both open and concealed carrying, thereby putting them on the same logical footing. And that this hasn't been done everywhere sort of boggles your mind. And last but not least are the arbitrary import restrictions. Under the terms of the 1968 Gun Control Act, the ATF is empowered to restrict firearm imports. Specifically, the GCA holds that only guns that have sporting purpose may be brought in from abroad. What does that mean? Nobody knows. It appears to mean whatever the incumbent president wants it to mean. That's what it means. Especially in a post-Heller environment, such a provision is both irrational and arguably unconstitutional. And as the U.S. Supreme Court has correctly confirmed, the right of the people to keep and bear arms is not contingent upon any sporting intention, and the core purpose is the protection of self-defense. Clarence Thomas concluded that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right. And yet, way too often, it seems to be treated as such. When I say we've got a lot of work to do, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, national reciprocity takes care of a lot of that. And I have long contended that concealed carry, while it is my preferred mode of carry, is not protected. It has never been protected. Because in the days that this stuff was written, when the Bill of Rights was written, concealed carry was a criminal enterprise. You carried a gun hidden so nobody would know it, so you could do something when they were least expecting it, where everybody else carried a gun out in the open. It's easier to get to. You can carry it whatever you want because you can carry a bigger gun because it doesn't matter if it shows. You're not going to go to jail if you're reaching for a size 10 and a half and your shirt goes up. I mean, it's much better, much better. And if open carry, I think now, if open carry were to come to South Carolina, I would probably practice it. But that will be another day. My state, if I want to have open carry, I'm going to have to go to North Carolina or Georgia, which I do consider that. The only thing keeping me here is grandbabies. Coming up on the hour, flipping when we get back, we're going to be going after the leftist crazies. I think we're going to spend the last hour going after the leftists just because they're so available. I do love the availability. Oh, goodness gracious. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood. Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.